telling it like it is 24/7. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Paul Ryan said, we've got this tailspin of culture in our inner cities in particular of men not working and just generations of men not even thinking about working or learning the value and culture of work. And is this a case where he's just being honest and it's not about race, or are we seeing race here where it shouldn't be? Because that was the criticism, was that he was talking in code.
Okay, so Bill Maher sets the stage. That is what Paul Ryan said. He was talking about the ongoing intergenerational, goes on and on, problems in the inner city where you have a culture that is divorced from two realities. The first is marriage, and you've got 73, in some places, 90% of children born into homes with no father. You've got people in their 30s and 40s in some communities who have never been to a wedding. It's just not part of life. And secondly, a complete divorce from people and work. And Paul Ryan says, you know, this is a cultural problem. This is not a racial problem. It happens disproportionately in neighborhoods where you have high numbers of African Americans, but it says not because of race, it's because of culture, and this problem has to be addressed. And of course, whenever someone, especially a Republican, says something like that, they immediately are accused of racism. What this is a dog whistle. He's not saying race. In fact, he's saying culture, but he really is trying to call to mind, you know, lazy African Americans who are just collecting welfare and not working, and they're blaming the victim. Blaming the victim, I tell you. I mean, this is what they say about Paul Ryan. That's what, as George Will pointed out last week, that's what they said about Daniel Patrick Moynihan nearly 50 years ago when he issued a report saying that there were 8 times more African-American households where you had single parents, where babies were born out of wedlock. He said, and you can't pretend this isn't going to have a terrible effect down the line. And at that point, 1 out of 3 African-American babies was born out of wedlock. Now it's 3 out of 4. So anyway, Bill Maher asked his guests about what Paul Ryan said. And he says, do you see race here? And here is what one of the liberal panelists, Kamau Bell, had to say.
I'm going to go ahead and say that there's race there, that he was talking about black people when he said that. He's talking about black and Latinos when he says it. Absolutely. Because you can't blame the people in the inner city, blacks and Latinos, for not having jobs when there's no jobs to get in the inner cities. And you can't blame them when the schools suck, the hospital sucks, there's no grocery store, all their fathers are in jail. You can't blame them for not doing better when that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I would say about...
Here comes the obligatory white liberal with the screechy voice from the left-wing think tank.
This is, you're absolutely right. It's when in these communities it's 15, 20, 25% unemployment, you know, that's what I think is really abominable about what he said is that he's really blaming people because there are no jobs in these communities. And it's like, when you look at his budget, what does his budget do? Cuts all the programs in these communities, programs that have helped create jobs.
So that's why you have the problem. You have the problem because you have too many... not enough federal funding for jobs that people would obviously take if they could. So former Republican Congressman Rick Lazio, the third panelist, your token conservative, weighs in a little bit here.
But in fairness, most of these cities, inner cities, are run by Democratic mayors. You got a Democratic president. And at one point, you had a Democratic Congress, Senate, House. And I don't see that they did a single thing effectively to help people inner cities.
Okay. So with that said, Bill Maher then unleashes this. This is priceless.
Here's something else Paul Ryan said. He said, when it comes to getting an education, too many of our young people just can't be bothered. They're sitting on couches for hours playing video games, watching TV. Instead of dreaming of being a teacher or a lawyer or a business leader, they're fantasizing about being a baller or a rapper.
Or a comedian.
Oh, wait, that wasn't him. That was Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama said that.
No, I don't think this is a Republican.
Hush, silence.
Yeah. Isn't that priceless? Everyone just, oh. And, you know, Kamau Bell and screechy white liberal woman just sat there not saying anything for a moment, trying to say, oh, wait, I was going to get into outrage mode, and now I can't because the person who said that was Michelle Obama. And Kamau Bell pathetically tries to talk his way out of it. Listen to this.
I don't think this is a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is a people issue.
Yeah, but you just called Ryan a racist.
Yeah, suddenly.
What? You just called Ryan a racist.
Did I actually say he's a racist?
Basically.
Yeah, you did.
Talking about black people.
basically
called somebody a racist.
But come on.
You're racist or you're not a racist.
I just read this and you thought it was from Paul Ryan.
Because you told me it was.
For a reason. I'm just asking, is something less true if a white person says it about black people?
The answer is, I'm afraid, to people like Kamau Bell and screechy white lady from the left-wing think tank and to MSNBC and to the Democratic Party in general, the answer to that question, pathetically, unfortunately, is yes. That there is no truth, you can tell. There is a truth that black folks can tell. But if white folks say that same thing, especially if they are white conservatives, then that's out of bounds. And you know what? It's even, just so you won't say it again, it's racist. So don't say it again, you racist. So anyway, here's the rest of what Kamau Bell says back and forth with Bill Maher.
The truth is a truth and a lie is a lie. I'm not here to represent the side of, like, if black people say it, it's more true because black people said it.
No, but it does sound like...
Okay, now remember what he just said. He was rolling his eyes at the idea is of saying that if black people say it's more true than if white people say it. Now listen to what he says in just a few seconds.
Michelle Obama is agreeing with Paul Ryan. Even more like, hey, black people, don't be lazy.
Well, that sort of
Paul Ryan.
First of all, where did she say it? She said it in front of black people with no cameras.
She said it at Bowie State commencement speech.
See, there we go. That's black people. She's talking to black people. We talk to each other differently than we talk in front of you.
Oh, okay. So just a few seconds after saying, disdaining the idea that people would think that something is more true if it's said by members of one race than another, he says, well, yeah, you ought to understand. When black folks are talking to black folks, it's a different reality. It's a different... No, what he's trying to say is, in liberal America, there is no truth. There is an acceptable, politically correct truth that black folks can say, and there's a whole different truth that white people can say, which means they can't say the truth. They have to wash it through a politically correct filter first.